Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, I was just thinking about dogs. You know what I'm saying? And when you have canine dogs in law enforcement, that's what I know from my perspective, that when you switch handlers, this is the way they do it, because you have that dog's going to be loyal to that one handler. He will defend that one handler, or she'll defend that one handler nonstop. And they actually live with the dog. They take the dog home, have a kennel, and they just, you know, live amongst their family. Mm-hmm. And that just causes that dog to bond with that human being. And when they show up on a scene, it's that officer and that dog moving together. And if somebody was to attack that officer while that dog was in the car, there's a button on the officer's belt. They push, the door flies open, and the dog come in. That committed. So this is how they train. This is how they transition dogs. This is how they transition dogs. Okay. Well, I guess some people would say you can never use that dog for anyone else, but that's not what they do. What they do is they have the original owner who took care of that dog leave totally, completely, 100%, not there anymore, and they quarantine the dog off in a small area that nobody can see anybody. And then they have the new owner begin to gradually slide food and feed the dog. Mm. And eventually they'll enter into the space where the dog is at. And over a period of time, now that the dog has went through the time of deprivation, abandonment, and the feeling of, I guess that whatever that is gone, but this person's feeding me now. And it's like, man, it's like transitioning. And that dog will become loyal to the second officer the way he was to the first officer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jude talks about this. He says, you argue about things you don't understand. And the things you do understand, like unreasoning animals, are the very things that destroy you. In other words, the animals figure this basic stuff out. And America's under a handler right now. We're under a handler. And we're going to be transitioned off to another handler. And you're seeing deprivation, you're seeing constant stress, you're seeing turmoil, you're seeing people promote hopelessness, divisiveness, polarization. Any faction that can be made is being created. And it's like, wait a minute, we're fixing to be transitioned to a different handler.
Wow.
There's somebody, we are in a place of isolation. There's something going on. And if we react with our animal nature, if we react with self-preservation, if we just say, you know, I just want to be fed like that dog does. And if this new owner takes care of me, I'll be loyal to this new owner. If we act in an animalistic way like Jude talks about and don't pay attention, we will be handled. Ooh. And yes, it'll be quote, in the flesh sense, you know, more peaceful. But the thing about that was it'll be less God or God less. We're being handled right now. And there's things in the wings, I'm just speaking prophetically, in the wings right now, that because everybody's been treated real roughly, I mean, everybody, and the people that don't think they've been treated roughly, they're convinced that the reason why they're being treated roughly is because whoever this particular leadership blamed for their roughness. But the reality is they created this whole environment. And it's called Alinsky 101, right? Yeah. Rules for radicals. Right. You've got to polarize before you organize. Yeah, but once you polarize, then you can depolarize and you can settle. That settlement part is the transition part. And, not even speaking politically, to me, what it looks like that the goal of the handlers are they have somebody in the wings who's been trained up just like our current president. And they would be considered brothers and sisters because they both were mentored by Saul Alinsky. And, the thesis of her was done on these whole tactics and the way it works. And her name is Hillary Clinton. And I believe that, you know, especially when you look at some of her team we were just talking about Panetta and
Leon
all those
Panetta.
Guys, Leon Panetta coming out. You kind of feel the way a dog would feel because I've been isolated, been treated bad, I've been abandoned. And now all of a sudden, who is this coming in here feeding me? Oh, look at this. Panetta's making sense. He's making sense. Oh, it just felt good when you heard him talk on Fox News and CNN. And he was talking about some different things. What he's talking about is normalcy. And it's like, but wait a minute. You were part of this whole administration. You and Hillary both, Clinton, were part. I mean, Secretary of State, CIA, all these different positions, right? You were it's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're being handled. Mm-hmm. And if we don't understand this, if we think that, you know, the first person that begins to treat us normal, you know, that this is the one I'm going to serve and this is the answer to everything, instead of saying, you know what, the reason why we're being handled and the reason why we're going through this difficulty, because we turned our back on God. You're not looking for a handler here, what some people would call a leader. We're not looking for some key leader type person. We're looking to find out is why has God allowed us to be handled like this? Mm-hmm. And this is what he says. He says that I will turn you over. And if you have not yet heard, we'll talk more about this week, but from the break, and then we're going to go into gratitude. But if we haven't heard Nehemiah rebuilding the walls of the church, there is a point where Nehemiah says, even the parts of your body are owned by the government, even parts of your body. Mm. This is in Nehemiah. And it's like, man, it is so could happen so easily today. Everything could be tracked. Or we could say, you know what, God, we went a wrong direction. We compared ourselves like Israel to other nations. We said we wanted a king like everybody else. We wanted socialism. We want whatever's going on. And we turned our backs on you, but we want to turn back to you. Remember, God gave Israel a chance when he sent the prophet Samuel. And he said, first, tell them where it's going to happen. Let them know this is the direction they're going in. And they still had a chance to turn back. Israel said no. But we as a nation can say yes. We don't have to be handled like a dog and be thankful that somebody's trying to treat, you know, and Satan's greatest reward for you normally is to treat you normal. And so many people fall for normal. It's amazing. It's like, you know, that man or woman beat you for so long, and now the reward for you is to treat you like a human being. Well, no, that was wrong. The whole thing's wrong. Well, if we were treated like a handled canine transitioning off to a new handler, we have to say, what's going on? How could this happen? And you can, it's easy to fall for. I know we're going to a break, but you can understand this. It's easy to go, my goodness, thank you for treating me normal. You know, thank you for bringing in the sanity and these points, you know, 14 points why, you know, the president's not doing things right. And it's like, wait a minute. You were part of the leadership team with the president. You were part of it. And so was Hillary Clinton part of it. And it's like, wait a minute, y'all are doing the same thing. But in the Alinsky methodology is what happens is you first have to polarize, in other words, divide everybody, isolate them like that canine, cause you to feel neglected and needing something. Then all of a sudden they come in and start saying, you know what? Here's normal. I'll take care of this. I'll take care of that. But if you look around, everything changed as you know it. God will be pushed out of the picture if we don't turn our hearts to God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.